This is Sydney State. This is Sydney State.
WebSoundSecret.com.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Your podcast.
Begin momentarily.
Begin momentarily.
Begin momentarily.
Begin momentarily.
Begin momentarily.
I'm wasting a girl in a town with no sound.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Simeus Day Talks About Random Shit While You Listen. Today, I think I want to talk a little bit about the troll problem here at Above Top Secret. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I haven't really been around all that long. You know, just a few months now, but I was a lurker like everybody else for several months before that, and it seems like recently there's a tremendous amount of trolling going on, and it's just fucking getting on my nerves. I don't know what the hell is wrong with some of these people. It has already been laid out, and it's made obvious many times in many different threads that courtesy is mandatory. So, you know, what does that mean? Does that mean you should dispute what somebody says? No. I mean, hell, if somebody's just out and out hoaxing and it's obvious, call them on it. But that doesn't mean you tell them what a fucking piece of shit they are. I find it perfectly acceptable to say, hey, I don't believe you, I think you're full of shit, and all I'm asking you to do is back it up. That's fine. That's attacking in a way, I suppose, but it's attacking the issue. And personally, most of the mods I know don't seem to have a problem with that. But when it comes to just outright attacks toward an individual that, for one, you don't fucking know, it's uncalled for, and it's stupid as hell, and it's getting to the point of being almost out of control. And well, I'm sure some of you disagree with me about that, but this is the way I look at it. With this whole situation, the reason I like Above Top Secret so much is because the level of trolls is nothing like, say, Godlike Productions or Let'sRoll911.org or any of that other bullshit where it's common everyday occurrence. Therefore, when it does get to the level it's at now at Above Top Secret, I think it's too much. And I understand very well the mods are incredibly busy. Hell, half the time they're busy with some stupid shit I did. And, you know, fine. But at the same time, I've also noticed several instances where the mods have admonished somebody about something, and for the person is, you know, carrying one warn or two warns already up under their name, and they continue to do it just repeatedly. And there is somebody really specific I have in mind, but I'm not going to mention names. Most of you guys would probably know who I'm talking about, since I know a lot of you are aggravated with them as well. And it just continues to happen. and some of the mods jump in, and you know, one will jump in and warn the guy, another will jump in and warn the guy, and he keeps doing it and keeps doing it and keeps doing it, and nothing comes of it. And then before long, you've got, you know, this jackass has got 25 stars by his damn name, and he's got a little clique of fellow troll assholes that are just clotted up with him that are all joined together attacking the person for absolutely no reason. And that's what I consider a problem. And it's getting to the point of just being incredibly annoying. And what's going to happen is somebody like me is going to blow up on them, and then I'm going to get in trouble, which, you know, granted, say, hey, well, you should just fucking ignore it. Well, I do, but if it's every damn thread I'm jumping in, I'm eventually going to say something because it's aggravating. And a lot of other people here feel the same way. Granted, this is the board belongs to the three amigos, and most especially Simon and Skeptic, but it's our board too. If we weren't here, what fucking good does it do? And that's not being conceited or anything else. That's fact. If it wasn't for us and the content we put forth and the effort we put forth every day, then Above Top Secret would just be a dead board, just like so many others. And that's what worries me about these guys right now, is it doesn't take any time whatsoever for trolls like this to completely take over sections of a forum. And before long, you can't post anything, because every time you post, the first 10 replies you get are from trolls telling you how fucking stupid you are, or how fucking, you know, this, that, and the fucking other thing you are. And I don't want to see that shit happen. Granted, there's really nothing I can do about it, but hopefully this can, you know, come under control at some point in the near future, because it's getting out of hand, but it is not by any means already out of hand. It can definitely be fixed. And, you know, I think when you have somebody like me or somebody like Anhinga or, you know, any one of the other extremely regular posters and very, very active members who really, you know, we push the line a lot of times, and especially me, you know, I ride that damn fence and I'll keep riding it, and everybody knows it. And when I see something that is to me bad, then I would think, you know, after I call attention to it and somebody else calls attention to it, and before you know it, you've got 20 people in the thread begging for this person to be banned or warned or something, and absolutely nothing happens. It gets a little bit aggravating. And, you know, while we do understand that mods are very, very, very busy, it's kind of, you know, we don't understand it sometimes when the mods are already in the thread and they're posting behind the guy and they give him verbals 25 times and nothing is done about it, and he keeps acting the same way. And that's where my concerns come in. As not so much, you know, it's not that I don't think mods are doing their job. It's that, you know, maybe in some cases, and this could even be said, I'm sure, for me, you know, toward me, but in some cases, some of the mods are a little bit too lenient with some people. With especially these couple that I really have in mind that just push the issue, push the issue, push the issue, and they contribute absolutely nothing to the forum. They have, you know, 90 posts, they've got 161 points, and of those 90 posts, 75 of them are one or two lines, and all they're saying is, oh, you're an idiot, you're stupid, you're a moron, you're an asshole. And that's all they say, nothing else. They don't provide any reasoning for this. You know, they don't say you're an asshole because you faked this picture and it's very obviously fake and you're a prick for trying to, for actually thinking that we're so stupid we're going to fall for that. You know, that at least could be somewhat understandable, even though still against the terms and conditions of the site. But at least that could be understood. But it's almost like the only purpose they serve is to disrupt and is to try to snare somebody into their little bitch game. And what's going to end up happening, I fear anyway, what's going to end up happening is some of the better members of the site and some of the more active members are going to start getting pissed off, and we're going to start retaliating, not necessarily to their level, but retaliating our own way just because we don't see anything done about it at the time. And it's going to end up getting rid of a lot of us. And all these guys are going to do, sure, they might get banned. They'll go out and create 3 or 4 more accounts, spoof their IP if they have to, and come back and keep doing it until they have totally destroyed the board. And, you know, I know that's overshooting it a little bit at this point in time, but I've seen it happen to so many forums, so many boards that were, you know, on par with Above Top Secret as far as quality, and they just completely fell apart because of these fucking morons. And, you know, somebody kind of put it to me that maybe the reasoning for this influx of them here lately might be because of the advertising and stuff on Coast to Coast AM, but I've known a lot of people that subscribe to the Coast to Coast forums and are members of forums related to Coast to Coast AM, and 99% of them are awesome people. They're on the same level as most of us here at Above Top Secret. So I don't know so much that that's really to blame. Maybe, you know, I think a lot of it is a lot of these guys are probably, you know, multi-account, getting on here with, you know, using their proxies or whatever and popping in, throwing insults from 3 different accounts at the same time, plus getting their little buddies from other forums to join in with them, you know, basically people on the level of Killtown and the kind of shit he does. And I just really hope that that doesn't happen here. Because, as I said, everybody knows I'll raise hell, I'll be a smart ass. But I try to make a point of not carrying it too far. And I've never try to directly attack anybody. I mean, I may jump all over an idea, but it's stupid and it's childish as hell to personally attack somebody because of something they say or do, as long as they seem like they're trying to be, you know, a little bit legitimate and a little bit honest. I mean, let's face it, we're on a forum where wacky shit is the everyday. And for that reason, we are going to have, you know, hoaxes. We're going to have people screw with us and try to pull one over on us or what have you. But at the same time, we're also going to have a lot of people that, you know, they might have walked out their backyard, saw a light, it freaked them the hell out. They snapped a picture of it. Could be nothing but, you know, a light from a plane, a street light that, you know, they may have been drunk when they walk outside. But these people don't deserve to be torn down for just stating an opinion or sharing a story. I mean, how many of us here don't have dumbass stories we can share and would probably get ridiculed for? Hell, most of the stuff we talk about here, I don't even know anybody within 50 miles of me that I could even relate to on it. So, you know, I could walk out there now and share some of the threads we consider the best of the best, and they look at me like I was a damn psychopath, which they pretty much do anyway, but that's beside the point. I just, you know, when I see somebody like Anhinga or, you know, any of the other very regular posters trying to actually contribute and being torn down by somebody that's been here a week and absolutely nothing is done about it, even though several mods have come and acknowledged the fact, they acknowledged that they saw what was said and what was done, and these people just keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again, and nothing is done about it. It honestly just pisses me off, because, you know, people like Anhinga and others, and, you know, Speaker of Truth, all of you guys, they all contribute so much to this forum, and they put so much thought to the posts, and it just cheapens the hell out of it when somebody like that jumps in and verbally rapes them in such a stupid, childish ass way. And it's just ridiculous, and it's uncalled for. And in the net world, there's absolutely nothing that pisses me off worse. And, you know, it's like I tried to tell a couple people the other day. You know, when it gets to that point, when somebody's trying to debate you and they have to, when they start throwing the personal insults, the debate is over. They have nothing else to say, and they are pulling out every stop they have. And, you know, while it is, it's really easy to say, just ignore it. After a while, it gets really, really hard when every single thread you post, you're having to deal with these pricks. And I just really hope that never happens here. But I suppose that's enough about that for now. I guess I've kind of made my point. I'd really like to hear what you guys have to say on it. You know, and like I said, the last real podcast I made, you know, throw on the headset, make a podcast of your own. You know, we all enjoy them. If you don't have a headset, don't have a mic, you know, I'm sure you got some old headphones laying around somewhere. Plug them in your mic jack. Speak into them. Use Audacity to clean it up the best you can and post it that way. And so I'd go ahead and end this little tirade of mine. And go ahead and say hey to my bro Steve-O. Say hey to Lori, Green-Eyed Leo, Anhinga, Speaker of Truth, Clever One and Two, and anybody else that's not coming to mind right this minute. Don't get mad with me because I forgot your name. Not forgot your name, but forgot to include it. I'm very tired. As a lot of you know, I'm a horrible insomniac. I'm working on a little over 3 days now without sleep. So I'm just going to sit here and smoke a few cigarettes, check out the forum a little bit, and hopefully I'll get a little bit tired and maybe I can sleep today. If not, you may get another podcast before the day's over with. Either way, I love all you guys. Keep listening. Keep posting. And I guess that's about it. Take it easy, everybody.